BBC News with Debbie Russ. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made the fight against climate change her key objective at next week's G20 summit in Hamburg, setting up a battle with President Trump. She's meeting European leaders to discuss strategy. Mrs. Merkel also told the German parliament that leaders seeking solutions in protectionism and isolationism were profoundly wrong. Reports from Mosul in northern Iraq say government special forces have entered the compound of al-Nouri Mosque, which was blown up by Islamic State militants before they withdrew. The BBC Arabic service says commanders are not yet confirming that they have control of the complex and fighting is continuing. Cardinal George Pell, one of the most senior figures in the Roman Catholic Church, says sex offence charges against him are false. Cardinal Pell told reporters that he had undergone a relentless character assassination and was looking forward to having his day in court. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has promised to maintain the one country, two systems formula that has been the basis for governing Hong Kong since the British left 20 years ago. Mr. Xi is in the territory for the anniversary of the handover. Some think Beijing is now trying to exert greater control. The Chinese Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaoba, who is suffering from terminal liver cancer, has asked to be allowed to go abroad for treatment. He's serving an 11-year jail term for subversion. The Egyptian government has significantly increased the cost of fuel. Petrol prices have gone up overnight by over 40% and diesel by over 50%. The widows of four of the nine men executed by Nigeria's military regime in 1995 have filed a civil lawsuit in the Netherlands accusing Royal Dutch Shell of alleged complicity in a military crackdown. The best known of the nine was Ken Saro Wiwa, who led huge protests against environmental damage caused by oil production in the Niger Delta. BBC News.